Many Australians eat meat-free for a day or two each week. Some do it for health, others do it for environmental reasons. Whatever the motive, a study out today suggests Australia's plant-based meat industry could contribute up to $3 billion to the economy and generate thousands of jobs between now and 2030. For more, here's the ABC's National Science and Environment reporter, Penny Timms.
At a plant-based burger joint in Sydney, curious customers are ready to sink their teeth into something a little different.
My name's Damien. No, I'm not a vegetarian. My friend wanted to come along. Yeah, he's having a southern fried chicken, which is not real chicken.
Damien's not interested in going vegetarian, but wants to eat less meat for the good of the planet.
I'm obsessed though. I'm at uni and I like come down in my breaks and I just get the same thing every time.
That's Victoria, and she's not kidding. She's just ordered the so-called pulled pork sandwich. It's actually made from jackfruit, and she's dined out on the dish four times in the last 2 days.
So the base of this sausage is green split peas. And it also has a soybean protein and then a bunch of...
Across town, Susie Spoon is standing behind a glass cabinet filled with sausages, pepperoni and even schnitzels. But this is no ordinary purveyor of quality meats. Susie Spoon is a vegetarian butcher. And while hardened carnivores might think that's a contradiction in terms, she's been in business for 6 years.
It's people who want to eat less meat. So these people are not necessarily vegan or vegetarian, even though they are the base of my customers. It's also a lot of people that they just want to mix it up a bit.
It's businesses like this that excite Thomas King. He's the CEO of Food Frontier, a think tank that works to increase the growth of sustainable plant and cell-based meats. It's commissioned Deloitte Access Economics to examine the value of Australia's plant-based meat sector and how much it could grow by 2030 with the right stimulus.
Today, the plant-based meat market is worth about $150 million. In consumer spend. But what the moderate 2030 modelling scenario shows us is that it could easily be worth nearly $3 billion in consumer expenditure, which would translate to an equivalent of 6,000 full-time jobs for Australians.
That estimate covers both direct and indirect jobs across the supply chain, including in farming, transport, manufacturing and retail. Last month, the Heart Foundation released new health guidelines recommending people eat no more than three small serves a week of lean, unprocessed beef, pork, lamb or veal. And the UN reported the plant-based foods could help to fight climate change and will become increasingly important as the global population grows. Thomas King again.
This new industry and traditional agriculture will and already are sitting side by side. They can coexist. They're complementary. This is an and, not an or.
Thomas King from think tank Food Frontier, ending Penny Timms' report.